God created male and female. This is Ken Ham, encouraging the church to stand boldly on the authority of God's word. In Genesis, we read about the creation of the first two people, Adam and Eve. Now, the text specifically tells us God created them male and female. In our secular culture, it's popular to think of gender as something society has created. And if you don't feel that you fit your gender, you can switch. But we didn't invent gender. God did. Now, in our sin-cursed world, some people do struggle with gender, but this doesn't mean we should encourage people to reject how God created them to be and embrace sinful behavior. We need to direct them to God's word and the gospel. Freedom isn't found in embracing sinful behaviors, but by being forgiven and freed from the power of sin by Christ.
You can get more solid answers to hot-button issues in our culture at AnswersRadio.com. You can also view a transcript of this program at AnswersRadio.com.